live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. It is Monday. That means tonight is Monday Night Raw. And the road to Roadblock, end of the line, continues. We also, of course, had the TLC pay-per-view last night. It's December. That means two WWE pay-per-views. TLC was the first. The main event, AJ Styles beating Dean Ambrose in a 30-minute TLC match to retain the WWE World Heavyweight title after interference from James Ellsworth. And I've been seeing a lot of commentary online about James Ellsworth's heel turn. And I'm not certain that this was supposed to be a heel turn. I think that James Ellsworth is supposed to be a very naive fellow. And he's either a very naive fellow or it was a flat-out heel turn. We'll find out more, I'm sure, on Tuesday's SmackDown. But we'll explain how James Ellsworth described all of this on the Talking Smack show that aired immediately after TLC. We'll talk about all of the matches on the show last night. If you have thoughts on TLC, you're welcome to give us a call on that topic. 844-411-5411 is the phone number. You can send us a text message at 425-780-7566 as well. We got a lot of other news leading into the week. It's a very busy time for pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. It seems like there is a UFC show every weekend, probably because there is a UFC show every weekend. We could talk about this past weekend's show if any of you saw it, as well as New Japan and the announcement that there is a new Bullet Club member coming on December 10th. Who could that be? We'll talk about that and so much more after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphaned and abandoned children. In 134 countries, including the U.S., SOS Children's Villages provides vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We have the TLC pay-per-view from last night to talk about here today, as well as Raw. They are on their way to Roadblock End of the Line. End of the line. And tonight we'll find out what they're going to do with Charlotte and Sasha. I know that Mike refuses to believe that this feud is going to continue, but it is.
No.
It is.
No.
Ric Flair is back full time. And if you really want your mind blown, they're doing some sort of stipulation match at the Roadblock show.
End of the line.
And last week, I suggested strongly that it might be a ladder match. Now, I don't know what it's going to be. I know that the women involved really want to have a ladder match. But they may not get it. One of the ideas is to put them in a cage. A cage. Because
they already did Hell in the Cell.
They did a Falls Count Anywhere match where the finish took place outside, and so now they need to put them inside a cage.
But wait.
That would be the storyline.
But they had a match inside a cage before they had the match that went outside into
the crowd, right? This would be a scenario where a Hell in a Cell match led to a regular match, which led to a Falls Count Anywhere match, which led to a cage match.
Which will probably lead to a regular match for the blow-off, if that's usually how this thing goes, right?
I think that this would be the blow-off here on pay-per-view once Charlotte wins the belt back.
Is that the reason they want to have a ladder match? Because realistically, I could see it if
I think
they want to
have
really
a ladder match so they can say they did the first women's ladder match.
I guess, but I mean, why wouldn't you wait till the Rumble on that? I don't know. To put the exclamation point on this feud or something like that on Roadblock, end of the line. I guess if you have to, you have to. If that's how they're looking at it, great. But I would rather not see a ladder match between the two. I would kind of want to see all this go away and both of them move on to something else.
I'll tell you why you don't wait till the Rumble. There's two reasons. Number one, it's already the Royal Rumble, so everyone's going to buy the show anyway. You don't have to add a women's ladder match to it. But it is Roadblock end of the line in the middle of December.
It is.
Who in the world is buying that show unless you've got an attraction?
But I thought everybody was getting it for free anyway. Is this a free month? Isn't everybody
already
getting
it? Yeah, so is the Royal Rumble.
Well, that's a good point, isn't it? That's a sad situation they're in right there.
Now, the other reason that I think that they're going to have it on this show is because I don't think they were ever going to go back to Charlotte and Sasha, but then they decided to do this, and so whatever plan they had for the Royal Rumble, I'm sure they're going to go back to, so you got to blow this one off in December.
And you know what? To be fair, if you want to start up at the Royal Rumble or a couple weeks before the Royal Rumble, your plans for both of those two leading into WrestleMania, which I will assume will be Bayley against whoever holds the belt, you can make a case for either one of them. Great. And if you want to go that direction with somebody else, I guess that's fine. I'm ready for them to move on to other people. It's been great, wonderful, lovely, but I'd like to see Bayley involved in this mix. I feel sorry for the other one who gets left out and has to face whoever else is out there. But I'd like to see Bayley in the mix.
So last night it was AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, TLC match for the WWE World Heavyweight title. And out lumbers James Ellsworth, limping, neck brace, the whole nine yards. AJ Styles goes to kill the man. He goes to give him the Styles Clash off of the steps again. Dean Ambrose saves James Ellsworth. Dean Ambrose is then climbing the ladder. He's about to get the belt and become champion again when James Ellsworth, who is this person noted here in a text message, "I told you he would become James Ellsworth," jumps in. He tips over the ladder. And now AJ Styles is the champion. Now, AJ Styles, I've just gotten word, like 5 minutes ago, that he injured his ankle during that match. AJ Styles, AJ Styles suffered what WWE officials called a minor ankle injury last night in his TLC main event with Dean Ambrose. He got medical attention in the ring after the show was over. He was being attended to after the match. It is not clear at this point how that injury will play into the match on Tuesday, or if Styles will be able to wrestle or be limited in the match, since the match would likely have been more of an angle than a serious main event style match, or his status as far as house show, since he's the key star of the brand right now. This Tuesday, it is scheduled to be James Ellsworth versus AJ Styles for the title. Now, the way that James Ellsworth explained this, James Ellsworth, in storyline right now, he's either very, very naive, or he's pretending to be very, very naive. Because what he explained on Talking Smack was, well, I have defeated AJ Styles multiple times. And so, just like he said to Dean Ambrose's face on SmackDown last week, I would prefer if AJ Styles won, because I think I can beat that guy and become champion. That's why he tipped over the ladder for Dean Ambrose. And he claimed with a straight face that, I realize that I did something here, but you know what? If I win the belt from AJ Styles, I'll give Dean Ambrose the first championship match, because we're buddies, and then everything will be good again. Yeah. And of course, Daniel Bryan is aghast at this, that this man could be this naive. But that's the storyline. It is not yet a heel turn officially.
He said they go way back, and sort of, in a way they do, James Ellsworth and Dean Ambrose. And that is how it sounds to me, that he's that naive. That's how they're playing this. Not that he's a dastardly heel, even though I guess you could pull the car and into that direction if you really wanted it to. But he pushed AJ off a ladder. AJ went ass over tea kettle outside the ring. And I know there's been a million times in pro wrestling where, you know, somebody's taken a beating and then said, "I took that beating because we were trying to fool you." And it's always stupid every time. But it would be just as stupid here, and I don't think they're going to go in that direction. AJ's injury, maybe, I'm sure he's all banged up, but I think pointing out an ankle injury, maybe a little bit of a work, so you have something to latch on to and something to sell going into that match with him and James Ellsworth on Tuesday night. And regardless of any of it, if there's anybody out there that thinks that James Ellsworth is going to be the new WWE champion, I would figure that's not going to be the case, and Dean Ambrose will probably finish any job that AJ Styles doesn't do on him on Tuesday night. And we could, at least for the time being, say goodbye to James Ellsworth.
We're not saying goodbye to James Ellsworth, dude.
He's going to win the title.
He's a full-time WWE performer with a contract.
205 Live, James Ellsworth. Hit me. James Ellsworth and Rich Swann is some sort of new Baltimore connection.
They didn't even keep him off TV for a week after AJ killed him.
They never keep anybody
going
off.
Anywhere.
They can't keep anybody off.
He's sticking around. Now,
he could be the dark match. See, that's how you sell everything. What are you going to get in the main event? Why do you want to stick around for 205 Live? James Ellsworth.
So anyway, James Ellsworth's going to be all over TV, but I don't expect him to be the champion here. Why don't you like James Ellsworth? What's wrong with him being on TV?
I'm fine with James Ellsworth.
You're
trying so desperately
to get rid of him.
Well, I mean,
did
I would
Don Callis put you up to this?
No, he did not put me up to this at all. I'm just saying, you know, you don't really need James Ellsworth on SmackDown necessarily.
What are you talking about? He's one of their top stars right now.
I know.
He's in the main event title mix, for crying out loud.
In a different era, how long would this have been over for by now?
Who knows?
It's amazing. Maybe. Ooh, see, we got to have Dolph Ziggler and The Miz move on to different things. James Ellsworth going after a title. Maybe he didn't get AJ, but feels as though he could still do more. It's Ellsworth and Miz.
This person wants to know, would there be any money in having Ellsworth turn heel and say that he was playing a character the whole time? Well, the problem is, he's not a character. He really looks like that. So it's not like he can rip off his James Ellsworth suit, and he'd have a chin, and be muscular, and be all ready for that cruiserweight division. I mean, he is who he is.
Rip it off. He's got like Jesse Ventura's chin with the cleft and the little diamond or the gem he'd put in the middle of it.
This person says, why does WWE continue the Bryan Miz storyline if they can't deliver a true payoff? The only acceptable way to end the feud would be Bryan hitting a flying knee on Miz and beating him in seconds at Mania. If they just debut someone to beat Miz, it essentially makes Bryan look weak. No, it doesn't make Bryan look weak because Bryan wants to wrestle, but the company will not let him. So, obviously, if he had an opportunity, he would wrestle. So all he can do is bring someone in. And I think if Bryan brought in Samoa Joe and Joe killed Miz and won the title immediately, that's a payoff. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
We some southern boys with the prime of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're talking the TLC show. If you want to join us here today, the toll-free number 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. We got a lot of text messages here about last night's show. And also, who is going to be, Mike, the newest member of the Bullet Club?
So many options. There are so many options. We have Ryback, who's been a popular name kicked around for a while. You could have Minoru Suzuki, who lost to Takashi Sugiura and is now out of NOAH, or looks to be out. Definitely Suzuki-Gun is over. So possibly him, who I don't think anybody would complain too much about that, and would definitely provide a shot in the arm and a new look for a group that could use it. Or it could be Lance Storm.
It's not Lance Storm.
Not Lance.
It's Billy Gunn.
Bull James? No. No,
Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn is going to be the new full-time member of Bullet Club, really?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, man.
Have you seen some of the people in the Bullet Club?
That's true, and you know, he and Yujiro, the pimp, could make a certainly an interesting team together, at least when it comes to team names.
I think the answer should actually be Minoru Suzuki.
It's got to be, right?
On his way back.
He's not an Ingobernables. He's got to be associated with somebody. And look, the Bullet Club, for a lot of people thought when Devitt was out and came to WWE and AJ Styles came in that it was over then. And thankfully, AJ Styles was able to provide a big shot in the arm. They have been, when Gallows and Anderson and Styles left, they've been treading water. It hasn't been awful or anything like that, but it's certainly taken a hit. So they need new blood in there. And Adam Cole on the American side of things, okay, but you need more than that. And Minoru Suzuki is one of the few guys out there who could walk into New Japan right now. He's good. You know, his reputation is there in the States. It's there in the UK, where they also sell these T-shirts and like to bring these guys in. It's just the great thing all around, and they just desperately need a new look for that group and some new blood, and Suzuki provides that. And him involved in anything, you know, helps give some credibility to the group too, because they could certainly use it right now.
This person says, I think that Brian, not me, Daniel Bryan, will wrestle Miz at WrestleMania. They will relent and give him clearance for one more match. That's not happening.
No, it's not.
You cannot relent and give him clearance for one match after telling him that he can never wrestle again.
And if you find the doctors, now you can certainly find doctors, because there are doctors out there that have cleared Daniel Bryan, but that means their head doctor that they've been with for a long time, Dr. Maroon, would have to then be out of the way. So unless that happens, and even if that were to happen, I still wouldn't have Daniel Bryan cleared, because you're asking for it. You're begging for an issue or a problem there, no matter what Daniel Bryan wants to do. Now, I don't know if WWE should technically hold him to his contract, to be frank. If he's got other doctors that will clear him and he wants to go, there's only so much you can babysit a person, realistically. I would actually, if I'm WWE and he's going to put up that much of a fight, let it go. But I don't know why they keep building this up, unless Daniel Bryan is going to punch Miz out on talking smack or whatever it is. They do need to drop this, because all it's making people do is want to see it. And if Daniel Bryan can't be involved, even at the very least, punching Miz in the face, then they should not keep building for it.
Daniel Bryan's got to bring in somebody to face The Miz and to take out The Miz. And the guy has to take out The Miz. Samoa Joe would work perfectly in this scenario, although he is a heel. He could turn babyface. Bring in Nakamura. There's a million guys he can bring in. But here's the other thing.
Ty Dillinger.
First off, they're not clearing Daniel Bryan to have a wrestling match with The Miz at WrestleMania. For legal reasons and lawsuit reasons and a lot of other reasons. It's never going to happen. They're never going to let him wrestle again. Now, there was another guy who was messed up that WWE did allow to have a match at WrestleMania. And his name was Bret Hart. Do any of you remember the match that Bret Hart had at WrestleMania with Vince McMahon? Or any of his other matches that he had on his return?
I'd like to block that out.
Bret Hart was cleared to get inside the ring, but he was not cleared to take any bumps or really do anything physical at all. Now, Daniel Bryan's move, his flying knee, necessitates a bump. So the only thing that they could conceivably do, if they really wanted to, was Daniel Bryan would get in the ring with Miz, Miz would throw a punch, and Daniel Bryan would just take him down to the mat and put him in the yes lock, and he would submit. Would that make people happy at WrestleMania? A 5-second match that Daniel Bryan wins with the Yes Lock. He doesn't do anything else. He doesn't take any bumps. Is that really going to make fans happy? I mean, maybe inside hardcore fans that understand that the guy can't take any bumps and they won't clear him for that. But what about the masses, the unwashed masses that are hearing Daniel Bryan versus Miz at WrestleMania and they're expecting a blow-away Daniel Bryan match with topes and flying knees and all sorts of craziness, and you give him a 5-second submission finish at Mania? It's never going to happen. There's so many problems with every conceivable scenario. So yes, they need to finish this off, and they need to do something with Daniel Bryan and The Miz, because they're not going to have a match.
Is Brie pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay, damn. Because I was
wow, you congratulations, Brie and Daniel.
Well, Brie and Maurice, and then, again, can Daniel Bryan at least punch Miz in the face? Can we at least get that?
I'm sure he could punch him.
Then let's go with that.
Dude, that's doing a physical angle, so now really people are going to want to see him wrestle.
Nah, he punches him in the face on Talking Smack. They have to lay the hammer down. We're not going to speak of this again. We need separation. This is where
they've already
Shane
done that.
Can come in. Well,
they literally
true.
Did an angle where they were not allowed to be on TV together. It lasted a week.
Yeah, they're not good with sticking to those things, are they?
It's not going to happen, dude.
They got to do it again. Just like, let it stop. Now he said, you're my inspiration, Daniel Bryan. I guess if he keeps wanting to tweak him that way, what can you do if you want to have Daniel Bryan on the show? There's always going to be somebody who wants to see him wrestle. But they have got to stop playing into this, because that is all people want to see, is Daniel Bryan doing something to The Miz, and they aren't going to get it.
This person says, what's your reaction to WWE always showing fan faces at TLC, even in replays?
That was a bad, I don't know who started that gimmick. I meant to tweet out something witty about that. But yeah, they should stop. Be careful doing that, because it didn't work.
I'll tell you what's going on. This is Kevin Dunn's new favorite brilliant idea.
It's whack.
Well, listen.
It really is weak.
Listen. First off, it is a bad idea, because everyone remembers the shocked Undertaker fan. And now that you
Miz
do
Girl.
It 10 times on every show, it's overkill. Like, no one sticks out. Not to mention, I don't know why it is, but whenever they show a fan front and center with their eyes wide and shocked, I don't know why it is, but I always start looking around that person.
See if it's a work?
No. I mean, it's never a work. I mean, this person's really shocked. But, I mean, usually you can look in the background and there's like 8 bored fans.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why last night, I mean, if you're going to do it, have like, you know, like the women in CMLL that sit there for the Japanese wrestlers, like Okamura and Kamatachi fan, where they are shocked and outraged and all that sort of stuff, and they're completely into it. If there's a line of 3 of them like that and you catch it, great. But otherwise, don't show the one fan with 9 people around him making fun of the one fan for being shocked.
Well, I think the idea is that they think that you're only going to look at the person who's shocked or grabbing their face or freaking out. And I think, I don't know this, this is purely speculation on my part, because I can't think of any other reason to do this. I think that his brilliant idea is, man, we've had a lot of dead crowds on Raw, so if we keep showing excited people on the screen throughout the show, it will encourage people to cheer, hoping that they will show up on the big screen.
Oh, yeah? I guess so.
Can you think of a better reason?
No, but it's you got a slippery slope right there. It's like doing the best crowd gimmick or whatever they did for the Slammies and stuff like that. It's like, you know, they already have a problem. They already complain about people clowning and doing chants and things like that when they want them to be a certain way. Unless you're just going to truly give up altogether, I'd be careful on how you highlighted that sort of stuff and encouraged that sort of stuff. You want people to be involved in what's going on in the ring, and because of that stuff, not just because the camera gets pulled on them or that's what they're playing to.
This person says the new member of the Bullet Club is James Ellsworth. And this person suggests Cody Rhodes, or as they call him, just Cody.
All caps, Cody. I like all caps, Cody, all caps, Dustin. I guess they got that from, like, all caps SEMA and guys in Japan from over the years.
This person says, I'm going to try to interpret this. The women's title match reminded me of why I tend to not like these matches. Too much time is used to set up Rube Goldberg machines with tables and ladders.
I don't know if it's that exquisite, is it? Rube Goldberg contraptions?
Oh, is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, look, hey, this is my thing. I thought the show was really good last night. I think I liked it a lot more than a lot of people. And it's one of the reasons why is when it came to that tables match, they asked a lot out of Alexa Bliss and Becky Lynch.
I see. They made Goldberg good machines.
Yes. And when it came to Kalisto and Baron Corbin, the same thing. It went on for too long. They were scheduled for too long. They asked them to do stupid things with a stupid gimmick match. And I thought both times, all four people pulled it off.
A Rube Goldberg machine is a contraption, invention, device, or apparatus deliberately over-engineered to perform a simple task in a complicated fashion. That sounds like every WWE show. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, first off, no, I did not build Rube Goldberg machines when I was in school. That explains a lot about your school system, Mike and Dom. Give me a break. I learned how to build things that worked efficiently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's the problem with this world today, is overcomplicating machines.
Chalk it up for another thing that you didn't do in your youth because you were not allowed to have fun.
What are you talking about? I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun building things that worked immediately and simply.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find a complicated way to make a simple machine. What a stupid idea. You know what it is, Mike? It's a stupid idea.
Fine. Like your idea of Billy Gunn and the Bullet Club.
That was someone else's idea. This person here says, last year, didn't The Rock beat Eric Rowan with just a rock bottom? I think fans would love a quick yes lock finish, especially if it's 18 seconds or less, like Bryan's loss to Sheamus at Mania 28. No, my friend. There's a huge difference. The Rock was not billed as having a match at WrestleMania. The Rock showed up as a special guest and then did an impromptu match. So they over-delivered. If you announce Daniel Bryan versus Miz with a one-year build and then it's a 18-second match, we saw Daniel Bryan in an 18-second match once. It was a big failure. Actually, it ended up being a big success.
Yeah, that's weird, it was a giant
failure at the time. Those are two completely, totally different things right there. This person says, would Rube Goldberg go over Brock in a minute and a half? No, of course not. It would take 30 minutes. That's the point. Why it's stupid.
So you're saying Jack Gallagher is stupid?
No.
Jack Gallagher would be the Rube Goldberg then.
No, he has creative ways to get into different holds. He doesn't overcomplicate the hold.
That's the whole thing with the Rube Goldberg contraption is it's the same way. Because
Vince Russo had Rube Goldberg booking.
No, he didn't.
And it was stupid.
Because that was,
overly complicated.
But it didn't work at the end. That's the whole thing with Goldberg contraptions is they work at the end. Now, what Gallagher could just have done, you know, on Tuesday last or Wednesday, whatever it was for 205, whatever his name is kick somebody right in the nether regions, right? He could have done that, but he didn't. Why? He wanted to wrap the man in the ball. So it's sort of the same thing.
I'm a stickler for proper pronunciation, so do not screw up Gallagher's name again, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This person here says, why is it that WWE has like 13.5 million subscribers on YouTube, but can't generate or can only generate 1.5 million subscribers for their network? Well, it's the same reason that Dave has 100,000 Twitter subscribers, but we don't have 100,000 website subscribers. Because you're talking about a free service versus a paid service. Yeah, I'm sure WWE could generate 500 million social media followers. It doesn't mean anything in terms of people paying for the network. Two totally different audiences. I've said it before, you cannot target the cheapest possible demographic in an attempt to make money. It doesn't work that way. That's why when I do an interview, let's say that somebody is selling a product. They've got, I'll give you a great example. Colt Cabana, Wrestling Road Diaries. So Colt Cabana would have the opportunity to plug Wrestling Road Diaries on this show, which is available for free on over-the-air radio to a very, very large audience. Or he could do a show exclusively for subscribers on the website, which is a significantly smaller audience. So, as a business person, if you were Colt Cabana, which one would you choose? Now, a lot of people would say, well, of course you should do Wrestling Observer Live. There's a vast, giant audience of people, of wrestling fans, that you would be promoting your product to. And you're correct. Mm-hmm. However, in the subscribers-only area, you're guaranteed that the only people listening are people who we know are willing to pay for a wrestling product. Mm-hmm. And so you could very easily argue that a better audience would be the much, much smaller audience that is paying to hear the interview. So,
it's true.
This is all nice and wonderful that they've got all these millions of people that are watching on YouTube and following them on Twitter and Facebook, but they're all freeloaders. This means nothing. I shouldn't say it means nothing. I'm sure you can convert some of them to paying subscribers.
That's, yes.
But this is not your ideal audience to try and get people to watch the WWE Network.
It's not, but it is your job. Obviously, you are happy that you have an audience of that side, conceivably, to watch your stuff or to look at it. So it is then your job to try to convert them. And if they're doing a good job with that or not, I'll just leave it to anybody else out there to look at. But, yeah, I mean, it's nice to have that. But like you said, you know there are people that are going to pay for it. And those are the people that you have to try to get. But yeah, all of these numbers, it's like Twitter followers, and we've talked about this before. Every time they bring up a social media stat or a fact that they have, it's great if you have a zillion Facebook followers and a zillion Twitter followers and all that other stuff. But unless you're converting them, it really, again, it's shiny and it's nice and it's something to put out there. But it's also something that people that are that serious about paying attention to the product and paying attention to the business end have to see right through.
I mean, I've gone from zero Twitter followers to like 45,000. Has business increased by a, what would it be? It's like a Rube Goldberg machine here. By a factor 45,000
times?
No, it is
more?
Not. Of course not.
Because you got 45,000 eggs.
But you know what? If I wanted to write another book, I could go to a publisher and say, hey, I got 45,000 followers. They'd probably salivate.
Well, as part of your package, of course you're going to sell that. You always, you take all, it's like numbers never, you know, you can take numbers and make them do anything. You certainly want to have that stuff and add it on to the package and you put it on there as icing and everything like that. But you can't make that your driving factor. And, well, I've got this. Okay, well, what else you got? Again, it's a shiny piece to have. It's a nice little notch on there, but you're not going to get anywhere with just that.
I mean, think about this. WWE could go to a sponsor or a network or whatever and say, hey, we got 100 million social media followers. And maybe they'd get a better deal because of that. But when you look at the Raw ratings, for example, this show is so long. And sometimes it's good, but I'd say 7 times out of 10, it's too long and it drags. And if this were not my job, I could go on their social media the next day and they put up videos of all of the important things that happened on Raw. I could get through Raw in like maybe 12 minutes or so. Very, very convenient for me not to watch the show. So there are positives, but there are also a lot of negatives. And I think that there are a lot of people who have given up on Raw and they're watching it on WWE social media. Last night, all of the Talking Smack clips, you don't have to watch Talking Smack. They put the best stuff up on YouTube for free. I saw it all over the place today.
Yeah, that's been a ridiculous thing when it comes to them. I mean, that's been an issue long before now. I mean, you didn't have to watch, you know, Raw at all. If you watched a little bit of SmackDown or a little bit of this or a little bit of that, you know, you can pretty much get the story all together. And when things aren't going well, anything that you missed, you know, it doesn't really matter anyway because, oh, my God, what they didn't talk about Titus and Darren Young. Who cares? Let that be, you know, that can be lost to history anyway. So. And dude, but just back for a second to the 100,000 followers. You can get a meeting with that, you know, but it doesn't mean, you know, you can probably get to the door, you know, with enough social media something, but it's not going to get you hired and it's not going to get you invested in unless you're bringing something else to the table, period.
This person says Otunga is so bad. Are they aware internally of how bad he is? Renee is a way better option. Why not use her? She's used, listen. You want to replace Renee with Otunga interviewing people backstage?
No. I think the deal is they want to replace Otunga with Renee, but why do that to Renee? She's great in her role. She's great. She's the only good part in sometimes about any of these post shows or these interview segments. Let her continue to do that. Don't do it with pay-per-view. I like Otunga. I don't like him in that role at all. I don't like Byron Saxton in the role.
What do you like him for?
Otunga?
His
I actually
wrestling?
Liked him doing the pre-show stuff. I liked him, you know, as a character and somebody that you could send out there to media and PR things and stuff like that, I think he can have a place. But neither he or Saxton need to be on the announce teams. And that's Renee's not going to help that. A three-person booth isn't as important as just two people who can get the story across. JBL and Morrow are fine. Michael Cole and Corey Graves would be fine. Adding in Renee, or now they've added in what's your boy's name?
Fallen.
What's the boy's name? Oh, God. He got smacked by Stephanie. He was just kind of a...
Tom Phillips.
Man. Tom Phillips. Why is Tom Phillips on the announce team?
He's
why?
Not.
He joined them last night?
No, he's the host. He sits there, and he does an introduction, and then he doesn't say anything.
It's the stupidest. Again, don't add anybody else to the table. Renee's great doing what she's doing. Don't force her to have Vince screaming in her ear during the entire night. Just let it go. Come on.
Somebody on our board actually said that Otunga was better than Morrow last night. Get out of town. Go watch another sport.
I know. People were killing Otunga. I actually thought
he was
so one of his...
horrible last night.
I still
don't
think it was
even.
One of his betters compared to how it's been.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
He had
Are
some good one-liners
me?
In.
He has a couple of good one-liners, but do I need to hear how Miz is an athlete the caliber of Justin Bieber over and over again? In a match where he's beating Dolph Ziggler, so what a complete geek Ziggler turned out to be.
Well, like, you needed David Otunga to tell you that?
Not to mention, this guy's a 6-time Intercontinental Champion. He headlined WrestleMania. But you know what, everybody? He's just a geek. He's got the athletic ability of a singer. What a stupid statement.
That's what you've been saying for a while.
What
about
an idiot.
Guy.
I can say it. I'm not an announcer.
Hey, David Otunga's a former World Tag Team Champion.
No, he's
Who
not.
The hell are
Give
you to question him?
He is not.
And
are you kidding me?
A Grammy Award winner and a Tony Award
he's
winner.
He's not a
I
tag team
well
champion.
Too. He was. Him and Michael McGillicuddy. It's true. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Nexus. They all had armbands and everything.
Jesus Christ, twice. Are you kidding me?
Check it out.
Once with John Cena.
That I don't really remember. But it's...
Hold on a minute.
Check that.
Oh, John Cena joined Nexus?
Oh, that's right, because they did for a second. They could have done Juan Cena and sold tons of masks, and they didn't do it.
Good
Wade
God
Barrett
almighty.
And all that stuff, remember that?
Can't even believe this. And what a time for Dom to run in. He couldn't even defend his Goldberg Rube machine, whatever it's called.
Rube? I'd like to know how many. I would assume more than just Dom and I did a project like that in school. I would figure most kids did because most kids went to a school. They weren't taught out of like a single
now, you know what,
room
Mike?
Somewhere.
I live in Washington where we have Boeing and Microsoft and all these big companies, and the last thing they want is kids learning how to overcomplicate devices they're building. Hey, let's make a plane with 9 wings.
Well, maybe we'll get some of our defense money.
And eventually it'll
that.
Fly, but it's going to take a while.
$100 screwdrivers that we get charged for as Americans.
This person says, I'm a Baltimore guy. It's great seeing Ellsworth on TV, but it's getting a little bit much. Actually, let's go to the phone. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Man, Jim, I almost forgot about you. Go ahead.
That's all right. Speaking of John Cena, he will be hosting Saturday Night Live this
Saturday
night.
Breaking news. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a big night, by the way.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You never can tell who he might pull out the audience.
Never know. What else is on
never
your
know.
Mind, Jim?
Okay, talk about TLC. If you want to talk about Alexa and Becky. To me, I couldn't have seen it come out any better the way the facial expressions and everything, the way Alexa, she put her through the table at the end of it. I just thought, and in her interview on Talking Smack, I think she's really healing it up, and I think she's already doing a smash-up job.
I think Alexa's awesome. I thought the finish was really good. I thought Becky's interview afterwards was really good. I thought the match was twice as long as it needed to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, listen, I hate to let you go, but we're already at a break here. But give me a call back tomorrow, and we'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Don't forget, tonight is Raw, the road to Roadblock, end of the line. As we head towards whatever they're going to do with the women, whatever they're going to do with the men. We only got a couple of weeks left, so they got to make some matches here tonight. We, of course, will be talking about that afterwards with Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer Radio. Four shows went up yesterday for subscribers, so make sure you head up there and check those out. Four straight days of Wrestling Observer Radio as well. I think you should probably get used to those weekends as there's so much. I can't believe there's a UFC on Friday this week. I got to put my foot down. Had a Friday Ring of Honor this past week, and now a Friday UFC. Give me a break. I want my Fridays back. So much programming.
Not watching it.
We didn't even get to talk about half the stuff that happened this weekend, but if you want more, WrestlingObserver.com is the place to go. We are here, live and free, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We have daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. You can check us out at WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com, the entire schedule. I believe we have 22 airings of Wrestling Observer Live on Sports Byline for free every single week. You can hear us on TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, all of the Sports Byline affiliates, etc. So do so. And that is it from here. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks, Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA, the callers and listeners, even you, Dom. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.